This is Radio Nepal, a Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Training and interaction program related to production and broadcast of inclusive radio programs from Radio Nepal starts today. Besisar Chami road section to remain closed for a week for upgradation. And heavy overnight rainfall throws parts of Mumbai out of gear. Now, the news in detail. A training and interaction program related to the production and broadcast of inclusive radio programs from Radio Nepal has started today on Radio Nepal premises. Inaugurating the training and interaction program, the Secretary at the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology and Chairman of the Board of Directors of Radio Nepal, Dr. Baikuntha Arial, expressed confidence that the training would be useful for making the news programs and inclusive broadcast by Radio Nepal more effective. Speaking on the occasion, the Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kesi, said that Radio Nepal has been broadcasting news and programs in different languages from the very beginning, and inclusion has been a milestone for Radio Nepal. He expressed confidence that the training would be effective in further improving the broadcasting material and bringing uniformity in principles and policies, as Radio Nepal is currently broadcasting news and programs in 21 different languages. In the training and interaction program, experts on different languages will present and comment on the working paper. The training and interaction program will run for 3 days. Clause-wise discussion is beginning on the ministry-wise budget of the provincial government in Madhes province from today onwards. Finance Minister of the provincial government, Shailendra Prasad Shah, informed that deliberations on the ministry-wise budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2079-80 will begin in the provincial assembly meeting that will take place at 3 p.m. today. Minister Shah shared that the budget for the fiscal year 2079-80 will be endorsed after completing ministry-wise deliberations on July 9th. It may be noted that Province Finance Minister Shah had presented a budget of over ₹46.88 billion for the upcoming fiscal year 2079-80 in the Provincial Assembly meeting on June 17. All preparations have been completed for the local-level election being held tomorrow in Budiganga municipality of Bajura district. According to the election office Bajura, security personnel along with the election staff have reached the polling stations. Earlier, the election commission had decided to hold a re-poll in Budiganga municipality, saying that the earlier election was not free and fair. According to the district election office, 95 staff have been mobilized for a re-poll in Budiganga, which has 10 polling stations and 19 polling booths. A total of 12,659 voters are participating in the re-poll from 10 wards of the municipality. The 65-kilometer long Besisar Chami road section will remain closed for a week. The road will remain closed since 8 a.m. this morning for its upgradation in Marchangdi Rural Municipality 4 Siage. Chief of Dumre Besisar Chami Road Project Office, Achut Bilas Panta, shared that the upgradation would be expedited by completely halting vehicular movement for a week. The road has been frequently closed during the rainy season. Last year, the road section remained closed for a month due to flooding and landslides. 36 rhinoceros have died in Chitwan National Park and its buffer zone in the current fiscal year. Out of these, 2 were killed due to poaching and the remaining due to natural causes. Chitwan National Park's Information Officer Ganesh Prasad Timal Sinha said 34 rhinoceros died of natural causes and half of them due to fighting each other. Most of the rhinoceros died due to old age, getting stuck in swamps, tiger attacks and falling in ditches. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today, with possibility of light to moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning in some places of the country due to the influence of the monsoon wind. Likewise, the weather is likely to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country tonight. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Gandaki and Sudarpashchim provinces and at a few places in the rest of the country tonight. As per the latest weather information shared by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley was 22.8 degrees Celsius, while the maximum temperature was 30.8 degrees Celsius in the last 24 hours. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international updates. The Indian city of Mumbai and its suburbs experienced heavy rain on Monday night and Tuesday morning, with several parts of the city inundated. Various areas of Mumbai witnessed waterlogging, causing severe traffic jams. Visual service surfacing on social media depicts residents in knee-deep water on the roads on Sion and Andheri. Due to flooding in many low-lying areas and railway tracks, trains and bus services were also affected. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for the region for the next 5 days. Officials in the United States have said a man accused of opening fire on a 4th of July parade near Chicago has been charged with 7 counts of murder. The attack in Highland Park left 7 dead and more than 30 others injured. The suspect is accused of firing 70 bullets from a high-powered rifle down onto the crowd and disguising himself as a woman so he could escape alongside fleeing victims. After an 8-hour manhunt on Monday, police arrested Mr. Chikrimo, and he was discovered with a second rifle similar to the one used in the attack. 3 other firearms were also found at his home. Police said the suspect had 2 prior contacts with law enforcement but was still able to purchase 5 guns in the past year. Gunmen have attacked a convoy of Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari's team in Katsina, his home state in north. According to a statement by the president's spokesperson, 2 persons sustained injuries in the advance convoy of security guards, protocol and media officers. The convoy had gone ahead of the president's trip to his Doura hometown to celebrate the Eid-ul-Adha Muslim festival this weekend when the attackers opened fire on them. The presidency said they were, however, repelled by the military. Katsina is one of the states in northwest Nigeria affected by the criminal activities of bandits. Many people have been killed and thousands kidnapped in the region since 2015. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Training and interaction program related to production and broadcast of inclusive radio programs from Radio Nepal starts today. Beshi Sahar Chame Road section to remain closed for a week for upgradation. And heavy overnight rainfall throws parts of Mumbai out of gear. Well, that's the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.